Fourth parak of Mikvayis, fifth Mishnah. Shoykish Shebesela. This is, you have the side of a mountain, and it has a receptacle etched into the side of the mountain. So it's a natural receptacle, it's not an independent kli. Ein memalin memenu. You cannot use that as a kli to fill up paraduma water, because that's even a keli, this is not a kli. And bekachin bahoim, if you put the mayim, water for the paraduma, and you want to put the ashes into it, also you can't, because that also has to be done in a kli. In mazim memenu, you can't have this hold the mixture of the ashes in the water and sprinkle it on the person who's tummy mace, because also it has to be from a kli. Okay, so these three states in the process of the paraduma waters require a kli. If there's a dead body there, as long as this place is covered over, it's good enough. You don't have to seal it off. Because the deal of sealing is by kli cheres, to protect the insides of kli cheres from tumas mace. Here, it's not a kli. It doesn't need that. Eina pesel the mikveh. Water goes into it. It's not considered mayim shu'uvim, because it's not in a kli. Oh, it's a kli v'chil b'sir, but it started off as a kli, and then you cemented it into place, then it retains its state as a kli. In other words, the fixing a kli in its place does not cause it to lose its status as a kli, and therefore, in Malimbo, you could draw water from a spring with this, or at least have it go towards it. Kachim, boy, you could put the ashes of the paradum in it. Mazmi menu, once you have the mixture of the ashes in the water, you could sprinkle from it on the tummy. If it's inside of oil amaze, then you have to seal it off, seal its opening off so the tumor shouldn't go inside of it. Pesel says a mikveh, if water goes through to it, it passes the mikveh. Nikveh milamato, oy minatzad, ven yichol kabel maim kol shehu. If it has a hole, either mamish on the bottom or on the side, but right by the bottom of the kli, in a fashion that no water will remain inside, but it will go out through that hole, so then it's kshera, because it loses status as a kli. Can we have a nekif? Here's a whole big discussion of what this means. One pshat is can we a nekif, the nekif we've mentioned till now, that makes it posel, that makes it not a kli anymore, in both directions, to be possible for paraduma and not to pass the mikveh, has to be the size of shver sanoid. Yeah, there's another way of learning this mission. This is talking about a different halacha bichlal, about connecting this kli to a mikveh, how big the hole has to be in order for it to be considered one unit with a mikveh, so that you can be toivo in this area also. Because there is a whole big side to say that if you have a hole on the bottom, it doesn't have to be so big to be mevatel from being a kli. It doesn't retain any of the water even with a smaller hole. They had some type of water receptacle in Yerushalayim. It had this hole the size of a shveres anod, the size of two fingers next to each other. All the tires were made on this in this area, which means that it's kosher for being a mikvah. Sholach v'shamay upach suah. But the shamay did not agree. They said, break this shokas. He says it's still considered a kli until the majority of it has been destroyed. Just has a hole in it, and it's not enough.